welcome you to this service this morning. It's a special day. We love holidays and we love the gathering of the saints, and we love the Lord. The Bible says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy." And our redemption is complete in Christ. We have a lot to be thankful for this morning. So we'd like to have Arlen Knisley lead us in a congregational hymn right now, and then immediately following that, the Mark Knisley family will be blessing us with some special singing.
Good morning, and welcome. If you want to pick up your song sheets, number 50, I Sing the Mighty Power of God.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day, the moon shines full.
Relationships that bring love to our lives and the importance of that. We think about all the things that are happening around about us that have no display of love, quite the opposite. We have so many things to be thankful for, and love is one of them.
All things work together for good when God's love is understood. God is good. Shining Memories of a time when roses were in bloom. Time so swiftly passed us by. Autumn comes and summer dies. Love will bring us all together very soon.
The second song we're going to sing is a familiar Thanksgiving song, but I think maybe as it applies to us as our type of people more than others, it talks about everything that the land has given to us this past year. And certainly as we think about sort of being people that love to play in dirt and having the rewards of that, it is a blessing to know that God created the earth, and the blessings that we receive from them are for our benefit.
Praise to God, immortal praise, for the love that crowns our days, bounteous source of every joy. Let thy praise our tongues employ. Lord, the blessings of the field, for the stores the gardens yield, for the joy which our buds bring, grateful praises now we sing. Clouds that drop refreshing dew, suns that genial heat diffuse, flocks that whiten all plain, yellow sheaves of ripened grain.
All that spring with bounteous hand scatters o'er the smiling land, all that liberal autumn pours from her overflowing stores.
These great God to thee we owe, source whence all our blessings flow, and for these our soul shall raise grateful vows and solemn praise.
Thank you, family. That took a lot of nerve, but that was a blessing to have something special like that. I'd like to read one paragraph by H. E. Manning on gratitude. Gratitude consists in a watchful, minute attention to the particulars of our state and to the multitude of God's gifts taken one by one. it fills us with a consciousness that God loves and cares for us, even to the least event and the smallest need of life. Now we'd like to have another congregational hymn led by Arlen, and then we'll turn the time over to Nathan to lead us in a meditation.
Turn to For the Beauty of the Earth, and I confess I forgot to get that number. Number 582.
To come together and praise the Lord together. And just like we sang in that first song, the ending it says, "And everywhere that man can be, thou God art present there." And that's the only reason that this big group of people can come together and praise the Lord, praise together and rejoice together, because if it wouldn't be for him, there would be too many of us that would find reason to not rejoice. As I thought about this Thanksgiving, about rejoicing, what that means, I started thinking about verses in the New Testament that talk about rejoicing, and I got to thinking, what does God expect us to rejoice for? And I did a little search in the New Testament with some Bible software, and just like to go down over some of the ones that I found there. But something that stood out to me is that none of those commands specifically asked us to rejoice for the things that we receive or have. Now, I'm not implying that we shouldn't be thankful for those, But it struck me that the basis of our rejoicing goes deeper than that. And then thanks for the things we have is just natural because it's something that we receive from the one we are so thankful for. In Matthew and Luke, he says, when you're persecuted, rejoice, for great is your reward in heaven. And that is really the main thing we are here for, is to prepare for heaven. In Luke, he says, rejoice that your names are written in heaven. And in that context, he says, the disciples were rejoicing. They had seen God's power at work, driving out the spirits, healing people. He said, don't rejoice at that power, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. And in Luke 15, the parables of the lost sheep and of the lost coin, he brings out the way joy erupts in the presence of God, that every time that a sinner repents, those are the things that are important to God and that are of the deepest joy. And then in the epistles, two places, one verse says, rejoice with them that rejoice. And there's another verse says, if one member be honored, let all the members rejoice with it. Just thought, you know, rejoicing is a special part of the fellowship of the body of Christ. It's something we share together. So if one rejoices, that we can rejoice together. And it's more than just being thankful for rejoicing about something that has taken place, but it's that fellowship of rejoicing. And then I would like to read a verse in John 16. This is not a command to rejoice, but I felt like it brought out kind of a keystone about rejoicing. John chapter 16, verse 22. And the background here, maybe I should read verse 19 and 20. I'll break in there about the middle of verse 19. A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again a little while, and ye shall see me. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. And now verse 22, and ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. This is the context. The disciples were being prepared for the crucifixion. Jesus would be taken from them. But he says, you will have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice. And the rejoicing from seeing and knowing the living Lord would not be taken from them. And that's true for us today too. Also notice, if we look through the epistles, we notice how that Paul, he rejoiced at the repentance of the Corinthians. He rejoiced that Christ is preached, even when it wasn't always preached in a way that felt good to him. He rejoiced in his sufferings for the Colossians. And he rejoiced in the fruit of the Christian life rather than the gift. And I'd like to talk about that just a little more. And we're headed to Philippians anyhow. That's in Philippians chapter 4. We won't be reading that necessarily, but the last part of Philippians chapter 4, he talks about the gifts that they had sent to him through Epaphroditus. But what stood out to me is that his joy was not so much in the receiving of the gift. He said he knew how to be content with much or with little. But his joy was that he saw the fruit of the Christ life in that. He said, verse 17, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. And he's in verse 18, he says, the things which were sent from you are an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. That was his rejoicing. In Philippians, it tells us several times to rejoice. The first one, I think, is in Philippians chapter 3, verse 1. If you're reading verses 1 and 3. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Then going down to verse 3. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. He says, finally, my brother, rejoice in the Lord. And that is where our rejoicing lies, in the Lord. There are many things around us to rejoice for, but the foundation of our rejoicing is in Him. And when those things are taken away, we can still rejoice because He is still alive. And in verse 3, it mentions worshiping God in the Spirit, rejoicing in Christ, and having no confidence in the flesh. And I was struck with how I think that last one is a prerequisite for the ones before. Because to really rejoice in Christ Jesus alone, we cannot have confidence in the flesh. And this is a growing process all the time. I've sensed it so much and often in my life. It's so easy to start having confidence in the flesh, confidence in what man can do or what I can accomplish. But then he always wants to bring us back to full dependence on him, rejoicing in him alone. And in the following verses, Paul brings out so clearly, he gives his own testimony, how he counted everything lost to know Christ. And I think we can also say then that to have confidence in the flesh will hinder us from really knowing Christ. And that is our goal, to know Him. I'd like to go on to chapter 4 now. Chapter 4, verse 4 of Philippians. I'm reading verses 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Here he adds something. Rejoice in the Lord always. And if he had left out in the Lord again, we would find that a command almost impossible to keep. But rejoice in the Lord always. And he adds some emphasis. Again, I tell you, rejoice. It's important. And I think the end of verse 5 is key. And it goes with what we saw in John. The Lord is at hand. Or some of the translations say, the Lord is near. He's near. He's here. And we know he's coming again. So we can rejoice. We have something to rejoice for. And then verse 6. Now, the first part, I'd just like to read that in another translation. It says, do not worry about anything. And the only way that we cannot worry is if our confidence is in Christ. It says, have no confidence in the flesh. And so if our confidence is really in Christ, we can rejoice and don't need to worry. But if our confidence comes off of Christ, then that's where worry sets in. The latter part of that verse brings it out so clearly. It says, everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And I'm not sure if I had stopped to think about that before, but wouldn't it be true that voicing our needs, even in prayer, without thanksgiving, will tend to lead us to worry? And that's something I want to grow in. But then the wonderful thing is, if we follow this guideline to rejoice and to not worry, but to bring everything to the feet of God, thanking Him for His goodness, being aware that He is over all, then the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And that word keep means to guard. So when we rejoice in the Lord and leave everything in His hands, He gives us His peace. And that peace not only is a good feeling, it is something that guards us from the sins of doubt and fear. Guards us from putting our eyes on the things that don't last. So it's so easy, just a day like today, like Thanksgiving, you know, for a lot of us, it's a special family time. And it gives us warm feelings, special feelings of time together with family. We enjoy that, and we're so thankful for that. And it is a special mercy when we have a loving and supporting family. I'm also aware that not everyone has a family like that. And even those of us who do, we may not always have them. But, and so then we're reminded, Jesus is the only one who can say, I will never leave you. And I just had to think of the song, Jesus, the very thought of thee with sweetness fills my breast. Now the next words fail me, or can't remember the rest of the verse now. But the thought there was coming to rest in His bosom. And I just had to think, you know, how often do we look for our sweet feelings elsewhere? But we want to come to Jesus. We want to come to that point where that is a reality for us. That coming to Him, looking at His face, fills us with that sweetness of knowing, of safety, of confidence, of rest. I won't take the time to read them this morning. There's a number of scriptures that just bring out the joy of salvation, the joy of what Christ has done for us, how He has prepared us for an inheritance, how He has rescued us, brought us into the kingdom of light. And let's fix our eyes on those and rejoice in Him. And we can also look forward to a wonderful time of rejoicing in heaven, where we will see the consummation and the reality of that God Almighty reigns, and will experience the marriage supper of the Lamb. I'll just read that verse. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give Him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come. Let's all just stand and thank the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank You for Your goodness. I thank You for Your love to us. I thank You that You never change, but remain from age to age, ever the same. And just so thankful for the opportunity of a large gathering of people like this who've come together to praise Your name. And we just want to bless You and glorify Your name this morning. Thank You for Your wonderful works among us, for cleansing us and bringing us into Your light, Your kingdom of light. Thank You that we know that Your hands are under us, and that You are our strong tower, and that in You we will not be moved. And I just want to thank You for the blessings of each brother and sister here. Thank You that we can share that fellowship of rejoicing in the family of God. And I pray that this day could be a day of that, of fellowshipping together in joy, around Your feet, looking at Your face. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Brother Nathan. You aimed for the top, or to change the allegory, you went to the basics. And so it's a blessing. When we think about the proclamation that President Lincoln made in 1863, it fits right in to what you've just led us to do, to think. He said, "We've been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to God that made us. It behooves us then to humble ourselves before the offended power, to confess our national sins, and to pray for clemency and forgiveness. Unquote. So let us not forget God. I think it will please God when we have family times that we rejoice in that and that we watch how we don't get over-centered in it. But it is very important and good for us to have joined together in this reminder of the basis of the blessings. And now I'll turn the time over to Arlen to lead most of the rest of the service here, some combination of group singing and special singing.
You want to pull out your song sheets again? We'll sing number 51, All Creatures of Our God and King. And after this song, we'll have Dwight and Karen and their family come up and give us a few songs. Let's sing stanzas 1, 2, and 5 of 51.
All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden gleam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Find a voice, oh, praise.
Well, I think this is the first time that we're singing in front of people as a family like this, so there are a few fluttering hearts here. That's okay. The first song we'll sing is I Belong to the Royal Family. It's been a song that we have enjoyed singing as a family already. The second song will be Money Can't Buy. It's a song that was a family favorite of my family and my growing up years, and that we have enjoyed singing as well.
I belong to the royal family. I'm a child of heaven's king. And my home is a shining mansion where the white-robed angels sing. There with the saints and sages, I'll live through endless ages. I belong to the royal family of the Join in singing by the crystal sea, we'll dine our royal fair, bright robes and her crowns we'll wear. We belong to the royal family of the Lord. Many famous kings are listed, they have ruled throughout the land. The greatest king is Jesus, who in love will take command. And he's my elder brother, like him there is no other. I belong to the royal family of the Lord. We'll walk the streets of gold, we'll join with saints and saints of gold. We'll join in singing by the crystal sea, we'll dine our royal fair, bright roses and feathered crowns we'll wear. We belong to the royal family of the Lord. Jesus calls you today, my brother, won't you come along with me? From sin you must be free. The blood seals your redemption, and then without exemption, you'll belong to the royal family of the Lord. We'll walk the streets of gold, we'll talk with the saints of old. We'll join in singing by the crystal sea, we'll dine in royal fair, bright roses, feathered crowns we'll wear. We belong to the royal family of the redeemed with silver or gold, with corruptible things in the Bible we're told. But Jesus my Lord on Calvary died, and his blood purchased things that money can't buy. Money can't buy this peace that I feel. Money can't buy salvation that's real. Contentment on earth and on the sky is a wonderful thing that money can't buy. A conscience that's clear and a hope that is bright, a heart that is pure and a life that is right, a joy that is full that can satisfy. These are wonderful things that money can't buy. Money can't buy this peace that I feel.
salvation that's real. Contentment on earth and over the sky. These are wonderful things that money can't buy.
True happiness and a faith that is strong. Victory or sin when everything is wrong. You can't purchase these, there's no need to try. For Jesus gives things that money can't buy.
Money can't buy this peace that I feel. Money can't buy salvation that's real. Contentment on earth and home in the sky. These are wonderful things that money can't buy.
Thank you, Dwight and Karen and children. That was a gift. We'll sing next, Immortal Invisible. It's also in your song sheets. And after this, my family will give this a try. You want to just be waiting in the wings here after this song? Number 43.
Immortal, invisible God, only wise, in light inaccessible, if from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, Almighty Victorious, Thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as night, nor wanting, nor wasting, Thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains high, soaring above. Thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. To all life Thou givest, to both great and small, in all life Thou livest, the true light of all. We blossom and flourish as on a tree, and wither and perish, but not changed thee.
Do you understand?
Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling their sight. All praise we would render, oh help us to see, 'tis only the splendor of light hideth thee.
Amen. You may be seated. Well, this is also a new experience for our family, so we've chosen to just kind of give you a taste of what bedtime might be like at our house. We've chosen some of their favorite songs to sing this morning, and we hope they bless you too. This first song is Jehovah Jireh, My Provider, and in the last months in particular, this has become a theme song for us. God, it really has been our provider, and we've learned to trust him in a new way.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider is grace, is sufficient for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider is grace, is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs, according to his riches in glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me.
This next song is a song that became part of my theme song. Well, it has become a family theme song, I think. He's able to carry us through. And when I found out that, when we found out that I was pregnant with twins, that became my theme song through the pregnancy and also after they're born. And I still need him to carry me through. They're 3 years old, but I still need him to carry us. And also with Arlen's back injury 2 months ago, this again was our theme song.
He's able, I know my Lord is able, I know my Lord is able to carry me through. He's able, I know my Lord is able, I know my Lord is able to carry me through.
He healed the brokenhearted and set the captives free. He made the lame to walk again, and he caused the blind to see. He's able, I know my Lord is able, I know my Lord is able to carry me
blessing and honor, glory and power be unto the Ancient of Days. From every nation, all of creation, bow before the Ancient of Days. Every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship you will be exalted, O God. And your kingdom shall not pass away, O Ancient of Days. Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto the Ancient of Days. From every nation, all of creation, bow before the Ancient of Days. Every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship you will be exalted, O God. And your kingdom shall not pass away, O Ancient of Days. Your kingdom shall reign over all the earth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. For none can compare to your matchless worth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. Every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship you will be exalted, O God. And your kingdom shall not pass away, O Ancient of Days.
O Ancient of Days.
Needed to find my notes here. I'd like to have announcements here in a few minutes so you can be gathering those together if you have some. I'd like to continue with a thought here. When Nathan was reading from Philippians 4, he quoted from verse 17. Two verses later it says, "My God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." And the next verse was fitting too, but I've lost it now. And that makes me think of several more paragraphs that H.E. Manning wrote. "It is a blessed thought that from our childhood God has been laying his fatherly hands upon us, and always in benediction, that even the strokes of his hands are blessings, and among the chiefest we have ever received. When this feeling is awakened, the heart beats with a pulse of thankfulness. Every gift has its return of praise. It awakens an unceasing daily converse with our Father. He speaking to us by the descent of blessings, we to him by the ascent of thanksgiving. And all our whole life is thereby drawn under the light of his countenance and is filled with a gladness, serenity, and peace which only thankful hearts can know." Now I'd like to open it up for announcements to be made. I'll start by two that Laverne Miller handed to me. He said that Conrad Yoders are making preparations to move to West Morgan, where Brady's had lived before, and they're needing volunteers to clean at 9:30 tomorrow morning, and they're requesting that volunteers bring cleaning supplies. If you have any questions further, contact Edith or Rebecca. And then Harvey Nisley is leaving tomorrow morning for a 3-week assignment with Christian Aid Ministries in Liberty, Texas, about 45 minutes east of Houston. And they're rebuilding there following Hurricane Ike. And his job description is a chaplain and staff facilitator. So, Lord's blessings on you, Harvey, as you go. We want to remember you in prayer as the Lord brings you to our minds. Are there other announcements from the floor? Well, Laverne, is there any other, did I miss anything here? Anything you want to add? And are there any other announcements? Okay, Brother Lowell, would you have an update? Very much like what I heard your father tell me last night, and he did add this, that he kind of thinks maybe Sunday's announcement scared us all away. So I could sense that the hours maybe get long for him, and yes, I see what you're saying about maybe especially for Dad's sake there. Any other announcements? Thank you.
now there's a chance that we operate on Arkansas, and also we are looking around at some other places. So, again, thanks for your support.
So a prayer request here would be for wisdom as you seek care and select a surgeon. Thank you for that. It is a joy to share together, and we want to know. We do want to support you, brother. Any others? Okay, I'd like to. You didn't have any final. Then we'll close. And we do aim to have this be about an hour's service, so we're on time. And I'd like to pray for Conrad and Mary. And then I'd like to close with a written prayer that I don't know who to credit, but it's a prayer of thanksgiving that I will read in closing. Would you rise? Our Heavenly Father, we come to you with thanksgiving for how you've provided for us. We thank you for the reminder here this morning that life is about you. Thank you for how you've loved us through creation and redemption, and you do provide for us. But we come again and again to the realization that we need you, we live for you, we were created by you to serve you. And so I pray that you would help us to find our place in faithful allegiance to you and faithful walking with you and witnessing for you and living for you. Father, we pray that you would bless in the needs that we have health-wise. Consider Mary and the surgery she's been through and her weakened condition as serious. And yet we see how you've been blessing, and we thank you for how you've worked through the medical staff, and I pray that you would continue to give them vigilance and wisdom as they mix the medicines and as they monitor the condition. And I pray that she could continue to have peace and that the love of family could continue to be her strength, and that you would strengthen the family that continues to rotate in and out of that hospital room. Pray that you would show us if there are other ways that we can help the family, and lead us as we can to call and to visit. Father, I pray that you would further give wisdom and direction to Conrad. We thank you for the care that he's had. I pray that you would continue to guide him and the family as they make decisions about medical care and treatment, and I pray a special blessing of your grace to be Rebecca's experience and Conrad's as they go through this experience together. Thank you, Lord, that we can be a body and help each other here. Pray that you would continue to help us as we depend on you and walk together. Now, O God of all creation, you have cared for the earth and have filled it with your riches. Abundance flows in your steps. Through the pastures and wilderness, you provide for our land, softening it with showers, bathing it in light, and blessing it with growth. The hills sing with joy. The meadows are covered with flocks. The fields deck themselves with wheat, and together they glorify your name. On this occasion of our thanksgiving, we as a nation take rest from our labors to consider your many blessings. We thank you for our freedoms and for the opportunity to contribute our skills, our attributes, and our values toward the good of society. We remember those who are less fortunate than we. We lift up in prayer the victims of poverty and racism and all those who suffer from forms of political and economic oppression. Let the word that goes forth from our mouths speak of your peace, and let us proclaim our hope in Christ as Savior of all humankind. we pray that you will bless all those who gather here as we have come to experience your presence among us. Give us your guidance, O God, and empower us for your work. For we claim nothing for ourselves, but return all honor and glory unto you, and offer our thanks and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. You are dismissed.